שלום לכולם, אנחנו מתחילים היום חודש של מאמרים.
Hello everyone, we are starting a month of articles on the topic of Passover. The article we will read now is from Rabash. What is the reason for which Israel were rewarded with inheritance of the land in the work?
חומר הלימוד מופיע באתרים סביבה טובה וערבות, כמו כן ניתן לשלוח שאלות בשידור חי דרך
The study material, you can find it in the study materials tab in the ערבות system. You can also send questions. If you ask a question here, make sure you have the microphone, stand up and ask loud and clearly.
מהי הסיבה שבגללה זכו ישראל?
What is the reason for which Israel were rewarded with inheritance of the land in the work?
לא בצדקתך וביושר לבבך אתה בא לרשת
The verse says
כי ברשעת הגויים
This is not for your righteousness or the integrity of your heart that you are going to inherit their land but it is because of the wickedness of the nations that the Lord your God is driving them out from before you and in order to fulfill the oath that the Lord swore to your forefathers. We should understand this, for it implies that the reason that the Creator gave the inheritance of the land to the people of Israel is, as it's written, because of the wickedness of the nations, the Lord your God is driving them out from before you. That is, were it not for the wickedness of the nations, there would not be any interest in giving the inheritance of the land. We should also understand the second reason. He says that it is because the Lord swore to your forefathers. Were it not for the oath, would the Creator not need to give the land to the people of Israel?
צריך לתת את הארץ לעם ישראל?
This is difficult to understand. Our sages said the world was created only for Israel. This means that all the good things that exist in the world are for Israel. This implies that it is for different reasons that the people of Israel are given the good, expansive, and coveted land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The text provides two reasons. One, the wickedness of the nations. Two, the oath that he swore to your forefathers. Yet, the writing tells us that we should not be mistaken that the reason he is giving us the inheritance of the land is our righteousness and the integrity of our heart. Rather, it is for the two above mentioned reasons.
Mitam bet sibot anal. אבי ומורי זצ"ל שאל על מה שכתוב.
בעל הסולם said about what is written. And he said to him to give you this land to inherit it.
ויאמר,
he said, how will I know that I will inherit it? And he said to Abraham, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs. And they will torment them 400 years, and afterward they will come out with great possessions.
ושאל, מהי התשובה שהשם השיב על מה שאברהם שאל?
He asked, what is the answer that the Creator replied to what Abraham asked? How will I know that I will inherit it? The Creator said, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and afterward they will come out with great possessions. This means that the answer was to the question, how will I know? That is, Abraham says that he wants guarantees about the inheritance. So the Creator answers him so that by his answer he will be certain of the inheritance of the land. Thus we should understand the answer, for it contains a guarantee of the inheritance. He said that this means that when the Creator told him to give you this land to inherit it, Abraham saw the greatness and importance of this land. Since the matter of the inheritance of the land refers to Malchut, which receives all the lights from above and bestows upon the souls, since Malchut is called the Assembly of Israel.
ומשפט לנשמות, כי מלכות נקראת כנסת ישראל.
Abraham saw according to the rule that there is no light without a kli, meaning that there is no filling without a lack. That if the Creator were to give to Israel a little bit of illumination and awakening from above, they will settle for little and will have no need for higher degrees. As a result, Abraham saw that there was no way for the people of Israel to receive the inheritance of the land, since they have no need for it. This was the question, how will I know? It is not that he did not believe what the Creator had told him. Rather, his question was that he said that he could not see them having a need for it. It is like giving something precious to a person who has no need for it. He cannot enjoy it. It follows that even if they are given the inheritance of the land, without the need, they will not be able to enjoy it. Although, from the perspective of the giver, everything is fine. If the lower one has no need, what can the giver do? This is what Abraham asked. The answer was, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers. That is, they will be in exile in Egypt, which is called a land that is not theirs, meaning that the people of Israel, who want to work for the sake of the Creator, the Egyptians will control them. Each time the people of Israel will want to come out of exile, as is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up to God from the work. Generally, the nations of the world are called will to receive for oneself. However, there are many desires in the will to receive, and each desire is attributed to a specific nation. This is why they are called, in general, the 70 nations of the world, corresponding to the 70 discernments in the desire. This extends in a manner of one opposite the other, meaning opposite the seven Sfirot of Kedusha, which are Chagat Nehim, each of which consists of 10 Sfirot, which together make 70 nations.
וכל אחד מהן כולל 10 Sfirot, ביחד הם עין ומות. וגם
also there's the discernment of Israel, which are named after Yashar El, straight to the Creator. These are opposite from the will to receive for oneself, but are rather discerned as the desire to bestow upon the Creator. It follows that specifically when they are under the governance of evil, do they see each time more so the governance of evil? At that time, a person comes to feel two things. One, the will to receive, which is the governance of the Egyptians, is so bad that it removes him from the Creator.
That is,
before he began to the work in order to bestow, he did not know how much harm the will to receive causes him. This is so for the known reason that a person is not shown the power of the evil at once. Rather, he is shown bit by bit, for otherwise he will immediately escape from the work and say that this is not for him. We can understand this, as the Zohar says about the verse, or make it known to him that he has
sinned.
He asks, who made it known to him? And he replies, the Creator. We should understand why he says that the Creator makes it known to him that he has sinned. In what way did he inform him? We should interpret this in the manner that is written in the Sulam. If one engages in Torah and Mitzvot, even for his own pleasure, through the light in it, he will still feel the lowliness and the terrible corruptness in the nature of receiving for oneself. At that time, he will resolve to retire from this nature of reception and completely devote himself to bestow contentment upon his Maker. Then the Creator will open his eyes to see before him a world filled with utter perfection, without any deficiencies whatsoever. Now we can understand how the Creator informs him that he has sinned. We should interpret that even when a person learns Lo Lishma, the light in it informs him that the will to receive is the cause of all the evil. The obstructor to man's ability to receive this delight and pleasure that he wishes to give to the created beings. And the light in the Torah is regarded as the Creator notifying to a man that he has sinned. We should also interpret why Maimonides says that we must begin to accustom a person to work in Lo Lishma and not in Lishma. This is so because the matter of Lishma is revealed to a person by his receiving the light of the
Torah.
It follows that if he does not engage in Torah, even Lo Lishma, from where will he take the light of the Torah? This is why Maimonides says that we must begin with Lo Lishma. by little.
ועניין רע מתפרש בבית אופנים.
Evil is interpreted in two manners. One, the quality of the evil, meaning how much one loses by receiving for himself.
Two,
how much the body
לכן, הרגשת הרע הנקראת רשעת הגויים,
hence the sensation of evil called wickedness of the nations causes the need to be rid of the bad. And then a person begins to purify himself from reception for oneself. And sees that it is out of his hands. At that time, he begins to pray to the Creator to help him. As our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided. As said in the words of the Zohar, he is given a holy soul. In other words, each time he receives help from above by being given a soul. It follows that the ascents and descents are the reason that cause the need and desire to receive the inheritance of the land. This is why he says that the reason is that the Lord swore to your forefathers.
Hashem la'avotecha.
That is, it is not that the reason is that he swore to your forefathers, and this is why he is giving them the inheritance of the land. We asked, but our sages said about what is written. Bereshit, in the beginning, there is no reshit, beginning, but Israel. It follows that it was all for Israel and not because of the oath he swore to the forefathers. Yet, we should interpret that when the people of Israel are qualified to receive the inheritance of the land, when they have a need for the inheritance of the land, as he says, but it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God is driving them out from before you. This is the reason that the children of Israel will inherit the land. It is known that land is called Malchut, and Malchut is called the Assembly of Israel, since she assembles within her everything that there is in Zeranpin, who is called Israel. This is called the unification of the Creator and His Shekhinah. Through this unification, abundance pours out to the souls.
It
therefore follows that a person cannot ascend the rungs of holiness unless he feels a deficiency in the state that he's in. That is, the deficiencies and suffering he feels give him a need to find a way by which to satisfy his deficiencies. But if he does not feel any lack within him, although he might know that there he has deficiencies in the work, but this does not pain him, so this lack cannot be satisfied because he does not seek counsels for it. And without an awakening from below, meaning without a person asking the Creator from the bottom of the heart, the prayer cannot be answered, because if he is not suffering from the absence, he cannot ask with all his heart.
שאם אין לו ייסורים מהחיסרון, כבר אינו יכול לבקש עם כל הלב. וזהו כמו שכתוב במדרש שוחר טוב, וזה
This is as it is written in the Midrash, seeking good. For the Lord your God blessed you in all the works of your hands, even if you sit idly. The meaning of all the works of your hands is that if he did, he is blessed, and if not, he is not blessed. We therefore see that without an awakening from below, meaning if there is no work on the part of the lower one, the blessing cannot come. The question is why? The answer is that when a person begins to work, the work gives him the need for it. That is, there is a difference in the need for the matter.
זאת אומרת שיש להבין עד כמה שנחוץ לאדם.
This means that we should understand to what extent a person wants to obtain what he wants.
שאדם משקיע.
Since the work and the counsels that a person invests in order to obtain what he wants expand the lack for the matter. So when he obtains it, he will be able to enjoy it.
לכן, כשמדברים בעבודה, הגם שיש לאדם צורך להתעלות בעבודה, אבל
Therefore, when speaking in the work, although there is a need within man to ascend in the work, that need still does not make within him a necessity for the matter. So naturally, when he is given something from above and he still does not know how to appreciate what he's given, he will lose it into the Sitra Achra, since he will not be wise enough to know how to appreciate something in spirituality. This is as our sages said, who is a fool, he who loses what he is given. That is, when a person does not know how to appreciate when he is given some nearing from above, it promptly leaves him and he suffers a descent, since he does not know how to keep the nearing. Normally, if someone is permitted to enter somewhat into the king's courtyard, he is concerned and seeks ways by which to enter the king's house, and he does not settle for being in the king's courtyard. Therefore, when a person is brought a little closer, he is happy that he was brought closer and does not worry about finding ways to go forward. Therefore, that person is thrown out. Then, when he suffers a descent, which is called a road accident, meaning that he had an accident as he was going to approach the king. That is, another car crashed into his car, meaning that the car of the corporeal world crashed into the car of the desire to bestow. And then all the vitality that he had from the desire to bestow departed from him, and he was left unconscious. In other words, now he feels that he no longer has spiritual life. Rather, until he gradually recovers and begins to feel that his entire vitality, on which he now lives, is only from the will to receive for himself. At that time, he begins to seek advice once more how to re-enter the work of bestowal. It follows that in order to have a deficiency, to need to ascend the degrees of the work of bestowal, he is given from above the descent, so he would have a need to advance. Since without a real need, a person cannot receive what he should obtain.
Hence,
if a person wants to keep himself from having a road accident, he should keep himself so he does not crash with the car of the will to receive. By this, he will be certain that he will not lose what he is given, meaning the ascent he has received. According to the above, we should interpret what is written. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there. We should interpret that in the work, a person must remember that he had a descent before he came to an ascent. Meaning that the Creator let him feel the bad in him. In other words, a person should believe that this feeling that he is a slave among the Egyptians, namely that he has no permission to do anything for the sake of the Creator, but all that he does is only for the sake of the Egyptians within man. This comes from the Creator. Afterward, he must remember that now that he is in a state of ascent and feels that he is somewhat close to Kedusha, he must remember that he should go forward. Therefore, now he must remember that as he was previously a slave, meaning that he was in a state of descent, now he also needs to find within him a lack. So he will need to go forward. Otherwise, he will have to be given a descent from above, since without a need, a person cannot advance and must stay in the state he is in. Therefore, in order not to need to be given a descent, during the ascent, he must find within him a place of lack. This is the meaning of what is written, remember that you are a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there. It therefore follows that a person should begin the work like the general public, meaning in practice, and to aim that it will be for the sake of the Creator. This means that a person observes Torah and Mitzvot because the Creator gave us the Torah of life, whereby observing what the Creator commanded us, we will be rewarded, as our sages said, you can trust your landlord to reward you for your work. By this, we will be happy in this world and happy in the next world.
וזה שאנו צריכים להאמין
The fact that we must believe that even if views and thoughts that do not let us believe come to us, we must ask the Creator to give us the power to believe. Afterward, there is a higher degree, which is not in order to receive reward. Rather, he is rewarded with feeling that observing Torah and Mitzvot is regarded for him as though he is serving a great king. From this, we come to inherit the land. I think that at the end of the article, he gives an answer to how to advance. He says, therefore, during an ascent, one has to find a place of deficiency. So the whole method of how to advance is actually to reach some artistry that even when you're in an ascent, you can find some place of deficiency to keep moving forward. And that's how a person basically always advances in awakening from below. Because like he says here, without awakening from below, nothing will happen, meaning the light will advance him, but it has to start with some work of the person.
Adam. So with what should a person be equipped?
The group that will push him, I think, something that will always give him that direction for how to advance, because it's really truly work. It's some art where you're, even though you're in an ascent, you still find a lack.
Actually, what I said before, why does Rabash not say, in order for you to succeed in reaching this deficiency while you're in ascent, you need a group? Why is the matter of group and friends not included here at the end of the article? He doesn't even mention it.
Because in the beginning of the exile, it's not clear to the person.
But I'm saying he gives an advice. How can a person alone realize it?
That's
clear. That's why I ask.
Question. That's clear. When you're in an ascent, you don't look for deficiencies. He's happy. You can receive deficiencies from your environment. And here it's not mentioned. So I'm asking why it is like that. He says it, but he doesn't explain.
Leaves room for next articles. Seriously.
Again.
Yes.
If the way is that the descents are necessary, why does he say that a person has to guard himself so he doesn't have a collision with the will to receive, so he doesn't lose what he is given? What does it even mean to guard himself?
To guard himself, to not succumb to the will to receive.
But he says that the whole process is that you will feel the will to receive is stronger and that will give you a need for the Creator.
The fact that you're going to feel it is something else, but it's not that you identify with it.
So how do you guard yourself?
Guard yourself from what?
From the collision with the will to receive. What does it mean to guard yourself? How does one guard oneself?
By understanding each time better and better where the will to receive comes from, how it endangers him, and how does a person overcome it.
בתיאור של רבש פה במאמר יש איזשהו
תהליך של התקדמות there is a process of advancement through a descent and then an ascent and then a descent and we see from life that the creator has this tendency to draw you out
correct
also by removing him from the group from spirituality he doesn't make you feel more of a need you kind of dry up
so yes that a person will see what he can do on his own
so how does a need come together with a descent because he often says that there are two things one is the recognition of evil how much the will to receive pushes you away from the creator
הדבר השני הוא כמה הרצון לקבל.
And the other thing is how much they will to receive objects. To bestow, can't bestow. This is what he wrote. It seems to me that many times it feels like the will to receive objects. He says it's outside, it's beyond your nature, you're incapable. But along with it, the necessity doesn't come with it. How can we add it?
שבלי שיקבל עכשיו כוח כנגדו
that without him receiving now a force against it he's not going to be able to come out of it he's going to remain in Egypt forever
אין לו כוחות לצאת
he doesn't have the force to come out he doesn't have the force to come out of Egypt
אז בדיוק על הנקודה הזו, איך לא להשלים את זה?
That's exactly the point. How not to accept at that moment when you understand that that's it, you're giving up, you can't.
The Creator doesn't let you agree with it.
I'm saying accept the situation.
With the situation, yeah.
He also the one who picks you up, who takes you out?
Yes.
בהמשך לזה וגם מה שגילד
מקדמים
לאט לאט ואומר שם
ש person is advanced promoted slowly and he says the first time you're admitted into the king's hall how do you find ways to keep advancing on the other hand I heard many times that when you come to states it's important to agree with the creator and what it takes you through so it's not clear to me how it works together that you agree with everything he takes you through in order to come to for the sake of the creator and also how do you advance when you're admitted into the king's court or when you're allowed to taste
only by the environment only by the group
but there's a situation like he says here I give up that's it I agree I did what you want
no if you raise your hand saying I don't have it you don't but in the connection with the friends you do
and then through them you look for ways how to enter the king's hall or how to advance in the work even though I because when he admits you into the king's hall it's a state of ascent
yes but it's up to you not to get into it and well, what can he do what's up to you is to want to be connected to the friends
but I heard that the biggest will to receive is to be connected to the creator
but there's no such desire for you
it will come only through the friends through their deficiency
yes
and in desire to bestow upon them not necessarily in my will to receive because there the will to receive controls
no you have to understand that progress is only in the direction of the desire to bestow
you have to be rewarded from him with this only he can give it in a descent or in an ascent and is there a difference that explains what is the difference between a deficiency in an ascent or in a descent if there is a difference
And the descent, it's the same deficiency that the Creator reveals in us, and the ascent, when we overcome and we prefer the spiritual ascent as opposed to fulfilling the increase of desire that we received in the descent.
Kiev. Киев.
Киев.
Да, дорогой Раф, там тут написано, что Авраам
увидел,
что если Творец даст
Израилю,
то они удостоятся, удовлетворятся мало.
If the Creator gives a little bit of illumination to Israel, they will be content with little. This is why he gave them the exile. In our situation, does the Creator also give us small illuminations, but only to add the exile?
В нашем случае посмотрим, как это будет.
We'll see how that'll be. We are in a very unique state, a state that is unprecedented in history. We'll see. It's very interesting how we're going to do it.
Просить Творца вот даже о малых свечениях, о пробуждении.
Asking from the Creator even for small illuminations, for awakenings.
А он как бы нам дает все равно состояние как бы изгнания, так что мы должны.
He still gives us states of exile. So what should we ask of him?
What,
some sort of a final exit or small illuminations that are directed toward us, toward the friends?
It doesn't matter what we ask. Together with the Creator, our desires will arrange themselves in such a way that our requests will always advance us.
Makalede mutlak mükemmellikteki dünya deniyor. Ancak biz her gün bir önceki günden daha kötü bir dünya izliyoruz. İzlediğimiz bu kötülükle nasıl hemfikir olarak Yaradan'a yakınlaşabileceğiz? Teşekkürler.
It's written that the world is in wholeness, but we said this world is just becoming worse and worse. So how can we agree with the Creator in this process when we see more evil in the world?
אנחנו לא רואים את העולם הזה בשלמות.
We don't see this world in perfection, of course not. And we shouldn't accept it as perfect. On the contrary, if we exist in this world and we try to link it to the Creator, to relate it to the Creator, then this world rises to a higher degree and becomes a better world.
How can we come closer to the Creator, Rav, with agreement?
Only through prayer.
To
approach the Creator means to be connected more. And for the Creator to connect us and fill all the gaps between us, all the spaces. That's what we need.
There are several questions about the accident. Rabash writes, if a person wants to protect himself not to have a car accident, he has to make sure that he doesn't clash with the car, the vehicle of the will to receive. And by that, he will be certain that he doesn't lose what is given, which is the ascent that he was given. Women from PT 23 are asking, but the whole article, he says that without that crash with the desire to receive, they won't have a chance to come out of it. Can we actually prevent this clash with the desire to receive? And is it worthwhile to avoid it? after all, we're supposed to get a complete deficiency as we come out of it.
We can't avoid colliding with the will to receive. We need to understand that this is a kind of exercise the Creator is doing with us, so we would uncover what we need to correct. And once we correct it, to the extent we correct it, we can rise to the next world, to spirituality.
Women Mech 82, how can we make it so that the vehicle of the desire to bestow does not collide with my desire to receive?
If we are in a society connected to the friends, and each one is holding the other, we try to have the Creator between us. Then we can climb smoothly.
How to find advice, how to come close to the King's Palace, like Rabash says.
With the help of the friends. The more they are connected, the more they are searching for the King, so they get closer between them and to the Creator.
From Piki 31, how can a person appreciate the nearing that is given to him from above?
By speaking with friends, how much they feel during an ascent compared to how much they feel during a descent, and by that he will appreciate the state of ascent over the state of the descent.
He continues and asks, it's written that without a person asking from all his heart, there's no move, there's no room for raising the prayer, because without the lack, he cannot ask with all his heart.
Right.
So he asks, how can you come to a feeling without the feeling of suffering?
You can't. If I don't feel deficiency, suffering, I don't feel that I'm disconnected, that I'm in a descent, that I lack something.
We are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam. We're in the introduction to the book.
Okay.
Item 57. Now, you can understand the aridity and the darkness that have befallen us in this generation, such as we have never seen in all the generations preceding us. It is so because even the servants of the Creator have abandoned the engagement in the secrets of the Torah. Maimondas has already given a true allegory about that. He said that if a line of 1,000 blind people walks along the way, and there is at least one leader among them who can see, they are guaranteed to walk on the right path and not fall in pits and obstacles, since they follow the sighted one who leads them.
But
if that person is missing, they are certain to stumble over every hurdle on the way and will all fall into the pit. So is the matter before us. If the servants of the Creator had at least engaged in the internality of the Torah and extended a complete light from Ein Sof, the whole generation would have followed them, and everyone would be certain of their way that they would not fail. But if even the servants of the Creator have distanced themselves from this wisdom, it is no wonder that the whole generation is failing because of them. And because of my great sorrow, I cannot elaborate on that.
You can imagine how much he's suffering a little bit, according to the best of our abilities. No questions, right?
Ken.
What enters as far as the internality of the Torah that he talks about here?
Reveal the light in the Torah.
And is there a difference between our generation and his generation? Is our generation better, less?
It's less good.
But
compared to being less good, it has greater need for the revelation of the need for correction.
And in the wisdom of Kabbalah being kind of like anyone can approach the wisdom of Kabbalah and people seek it.
And
what does that mean as far as the desirable advancement?
Desirable advancement is when we reveal for every step we take deficiencies on our path of correction. We'll be able to invite the light that corrects us, and in this way to rise higher and higher.
And towards the world where all the knowledge of the wisdom of Kabbalah is on the internet and on books and it's all approachable, is that something that contributes advancement, or do we nevertheless need?
It's a preparation.
I understood.
The perception of the majority.
Meaning that when a group of Kabbalists succeeds in advancing the world needs to recognize that there is this group that will advance it?
Yes. Also, this group is not a group. There's no group. There are many people. Well, not many, but there were a handful of people. Dozens who you could say were in attainment of the upper world, all kinds of different degrees, not too great, but nevertheless, they were not connected
between them.
Between them.
I'll
ask a strange question, but let's say all of humanity is one soul. And in each group, a different need is revealed. There are those who have a need right now to do practical things only. There are those that have a need for the secrets of the Torah. There's all kinds of variations.
So
why do everyone have to be the same? If these do this, and these will do that, and those will do that, and humanity all together, from some incorporation that maybe we don't see, will advance. Why does everyone have to follow after one if they don't have a desire for that and they don't feel that that's what they need?
He writes that if they had at least one wise person, they would advance to the correct form.
But even if there is one wise person, you know, who will even notice that he is wise?
You're right. So why is this demanded, this matter? Why doesn't every group just do according to their desire?
How else will you advance?
Out of incorporation. There's a group that will do what they have to do with intentions, and they'll reach what they have to reach as high as is possible. Another group will engage in all kinds of other actions, these others, and through the incorporation of the soul, everyone will rise up and ascend.
And who will assemble them?
The Creator, the one who gave them the desires, will correct them.
Okay, we shall see.
I'm asking not because I think it's correct what I'm saying. I'm just asking because he says there needs to be one person with his eyes open for everyone to follow. So why does it need to be that way?
There has to be someone in the head in contact with the Creator and will agree to reveal himself in such a way that everyone will follow him.
And how will they see that he is as such? In different groups, each thinks that someone is their correct one, the right one. They don't see someone else that seems to be better. So how will they see that that's the one that...
For the time being, they don't see. That's why for the time being, they can't see. Each one of them thinks they are in the right and no one else is. So they reach a certain state. They can't break through forward.
So what will break the tie here?
You're asking me? I don't know. Only it's clear that our state requires additional advancement, and we have where to advance to. And that's how we will advance. After all, the Creator is not going to forget about us. We are in the times of the Messiah. I don't know how long it should last, but I don't think it's too long according to what's taking place in the world and here in Israel. We need only to crystallize more and more between us. And then we'll reach a state. We'll reach it.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, тут вот мы читали, тут написано, что
we read that
a person
needs to engage in Torah and Mitzvot with the intent in order to receive its the degree of Ruach in his stature. What does that mean in practice, to engage in Torah and Mitzvot in order to receive Ruach in his stature?
This is a spiritual degree that changes according to how a person aims himself toward the Creator.
Как себя нам сейчас настроить в направлении Творца, чтобы...
How do we need to aim ourselves in the direction of the Creator in order to receive the level of Ruach?
We need to connect in such a way that each one delivers himself for the unity of the ten. We'll try to do it, and then we'll see how the Creator is changing us, changing our
mind and our feelings, our perception, revelation. Everything should change according to this degree.
בעל הסולם כותב בצער שאם גם עובדי
השם. בעל הסולם writes with sorrow that if the servants of the Creator have departed from this wisdom, then it's no question that the generation has failed because of them. Who is he writing about?
But those who can study the wisdom of Kabbalah and change themselves relative to spirituality, but are not doing it.
No,
is this about us or
no? We're trying.
So about parts of the people that have the ability to study but are not studying.
Yes.
And as long as they're not studying, the whole generation is failing, including us.
Relatively, yes.
So how does our work and all our efforts contribute as long as there's a factor that is failing us?
We need to try and attract everyone to the method of correction.
But as long as there's a factor that's failing us, then in what is our work more powerful, stronger?
And then we will triumph over the obstacle.
So we have the strength to also cause to those potential servants of the Creator to awaken?
Yes.
Thank you. In the world altogether in such a way.
Yes.
So it seems contradicted to the process. Why doesn't he do the process like we learned in the first article where he shows people that he doesn't enable people to get stuck in the system?
They feel that they are in the correct state.
Yes, but why does the Creator allow this state to happen? Where do we advance from here?
They need to have the deficiency for the revelation of the Creator grow in them, and for the correction itself, their own correction,
in
a way that they have no escape to want to agree to receive this desire that is
oto abore.
The Creator, that Creator is missing from their lives, that one that manages reality, and otherwise they cannot survive. And for the time being, we do not see such a deficiency in humanity. It's not even in us to such extent, as much as we would have liked it to be in us, to appear in us. Understand? I can live today, like yesterday, and maybe also tomorrow, and later, who knows? Creator is great, he will arrange everything for me, and then I will have no other choice. And then I will, certainly, if something pains me, I will jump and then go to acquire that desire and the medicine for my situation. That's how it is.
But specifically in those publics that he's talking about, let's say in such communities, it's their closed community, they protect themselves and they give a person the feeling of satisfaction, of desire. So where will a deficiency suddenly awaken there?
It can't, except from above.
So why isn't it being awakened from above?
I guess the time is not right.
What, from above has not come?
Yes.
So we're just sitting and waiting?
We are, yeah. We wish to develop that desire between us, with us. And we want this desire to
pressure everyone in the world.
Should we just sit and wait, and it all depends on the Creator? Then what does Baal Salam write in the end of it? The greatest my sorrow, I cannot elaborate on this.
Because Baal Salam also wants it to happen. And he sees that it's not happening for the time being. But everyone is satisfied with such a state.
In your description, it's like the Creator that's the what's stopping us. It's not the people.
Of course the Creator is to blame.
No, I'm trying to understand, really. It's like the elevator is stuck. If it's dependent on us, then there's a feeling that the Creator is not letting us stay in a state of status quo. He's constantly stabbing us. And...
But we have no desire for it. You know, we can live like that. The way it was yesterday, it will be today, and it will be tomorrow. Not too bad. And we even justify ourselves.
I'm going back to the question that Dudi asked, if we're talking about us or other publics.
Also us. How are we different?
Upon us, it's clear that there's an obligation and we can't be indifferent and our whole path is pushed like this.
And you have such a deficiency all day long?
No.
No, exactly. Everyone else the same. He has a mountain of justifications. There's nothing to do. Let's hope it'll change.
How do we come to such a sorrow like Baal Salam or even like yours? How do you come close to that?
Out of necessity. Why live otherwise? I'm now starting my day. Why am I starting my day? How will I be tomorrow, 25 hours later? Tell me. In what? I'm going to be in the same desire, same words, same thoughts. And there's no difference between today and tomorrow, meaning I'm already dead.
It's clear with our intellect, but in feeling, I see like after a convention or something like that, I'm filled with desire and this and that. And then I go to sleep, I wake up in the morning, and everything's been erased.
Right.
So is there a solution? Is there something we need to do differently?
Only to pray, all of us together. For each one to correct the other and to add to the general deficiency, another drop and another drop. But in truth, we are I'm not sure how to describe our state, a stupor of sorts.
About that head that needs to lead and be revealed. Does the head need to be a clear body, a person, or can the head also be a goal, actually? Meaning if it's clarified that in humanity or amongst groups that the goal is connection, that connection solves all the problems, can that be the head, such a goal, or does it need to be like a persona, a body that leads it?
Body, you mean a collection of desires?
No, I mean a body like Bnei Baruch that leads humanity and explains this is what we need to do, X, Y, Z, or that Bnei Baruch do not stand out, but it's clear amongst groups, amongst humanity, that the solution to all the problems is connection. That we need to come to connection, and this is the salvation of humanity. Not necessarily that Bnei Baruch leads it, but connection as salvation is clarified and spreads amongst the people. Can that become the head, the idea?
I'll tell you only one thing.
I
don't think that anyone who will jump today and speak this way will be accepted. I don't think it's going to work. Humanity, as we can see, the world is in a corporeal state, and similarly the spiritual state. Let's hope that it's developing in the, toward the correct discernments. But in truth, we are going through very serious states, and we can't even feel the.
Feel the book.
The first
commentary about Passover and the Exodus from Egypt. The first generations, the generation of Enosh and generation of Alga, separation, expelled the Shekhinah above in the seventh heavens as a result of their iniquities. Israel, in whose generation of the enslavement in Egypt, were the sparks of Keri that Adam HaRishon elicited in the 130 years until Shet was born. And then they reincarnated in the generation of the deluge, and they, therefore they were, they would spill their semen on the land like the root from which they were created until they were destroyed. And this is that the Creator saw that there was much evil on the land, and their semen is called bad, and the generation was bad. As it was written, I shall wipe out man that I created, Adam HaRishon, first man that was created by the Creator himself, and his sparks. Later, they were incarnated into the generation of separation, and the Creator went down to see the city and the tower that the people built, Bnei Adam, and they're called Bnei Adam, children of men, because they were drops of semen, Tchua without a Nukva, the male without a female. And they continued to sin, to rebel against the Upper One, but not about the iniquity of wasting their sperm, as in the generation of the deluge. The souls, like gold, when you take it out, is full of impurities until the goldsmith purifies it, until all the impurities separate, and you see the gold. Similarly, in the souls, where in the sin of Adam HaRishon, the good and the evil were mixed, and especially in the sparks of semen that gave birth, that Adam HaRishon gave birth to in the first 130 years, and the sparks of semen were important and holy, except.
Ken.
Yes.
What is the gate of intentions? What is this book? What is this part?
This is a book that speaks about man's intentions towards those states that he goes through. That he goes through in defining his relation with the revealing holiness, the Kedusha that is being disclosed to him.
We've started to learn about Pesach, Passover. How to aim ourselves toward Passover during the study?
We
are breaching onwards towards revealing our foundations. Let's hope that in another 2-3 lessons, we'll begin to somehow feel, see what it's supposed to do in us. Okay, Niv.
He writes, Egypt. Egypt is like a smeltering pot in which gold is melted and separated from the impurities and is corrected.
Yes.
What is Egypt according to this definition?
Where the people of Israel who enter Egypt were filled with waste. Impurities, waste. And by entering Egypt, these impurities can be removed from them through all the exercises that Pharaoh performs on them. And this is how they exit Egypt. Pure?
Dafka mi Mitzrayim hem yotzim nekiim?
Specifically from Egypt, they're coming pure, cleansed?
Yes.
What are such exercises by which Pharaoh is cleansing them?
Blows. The blows that the people of Israel received in Egypt, the plagues, the blows.
Here he is describing Egypt as part of the upper system. Shells that fell from Zeranpin, if I can manage to understand it. And Pharaoh is the back of the neck in the posterior of that.
Are you asking something?
Yes.
What?
According to what I understand, the process called Egypt here is depicted as something that is really part of the upper system.
Yes, of course.
Many times we say that we are in Egypt, we haven't entered Egypt, or what is Egypt really?
Egypt is a system that the souls go through and are refined from the impurities in them.
And where is it relative to us?
I don't know what is to us. That I don't
know.
You said that Egypt is a simple where the souls go through and get cured from their waste.
Yes.
Meaning it's a state, it's a system
שכבר נשמות נכנסות אליה.
Where the souls enter.
Yes.
אנחנו כאילו אומרים שמצרים זה בעצם...
We say that Egypt is in order to receive. So the souls are in order to receive.
The souls that are still in the shell of in order to receive and are gradually going through refinement, purification, correction.
And when they're in Egypt, these souls, there's already a pure part in them.
Yes.
There's a part that is pure, part that is impure, and Egypt helps transform the impure parts into pure.
Yes.
Thank you.